Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And we got our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, with us right now. Dr. Bill is the chief economist at the NFIB. He is professor of economics at Temple University in the great city of Philadelphia. And he also is a founder of an independent community bank, which makes him a special guy to me because I love independent community banks. And he's our good friend, has been on a member of our brain trust for a long time. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. I hope my brain is still functioning.
We can always count on your brain, Bill.
It's good to talk. I'm going to go down and sign up for my Medicare. So.
Is that right? By the way,
I'm feeling old, you know.
I saw you on, I think it was CNBC the other day.
Yeah.
I saw you on there and did a good job, and thank you for representing small business over there. You know, it's interesting to me, Bill. Folks, if you want to see something that's completely out of whack, over 50% of the U.S. economy is created by you, small business owners, but only about half of 1%, maybe not even that much, of the network programming has anything to do with small business, the business programs like CNBC, the CNBC network, and that's when you go there, Bill.
That's it. You know, I complain to them that they spend 5 minutes a month talking about half of the GDP, which is all of our small businesses out there. You know, and they do a CEO survey. They think three or four CEOs of big companies are more important than our CEOs, and that's not the case. We're in command of the economy.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you what else, Bill. Small business will lead this economy out of whatever we're in.
Sure. And keep us from being in more trouble than the volatility of the big firms would put us into.
And not create the kind of excesses that has caused us to get where we are now.
Exactly. We're the shock absorber for the economy.
That's
right. And we're the engine that moves it forward.
But we're also the red-headed stepchild of the economy. We are.
Well, and we get treated that way. Nobody recognizes the contribution that our small business owners make.
Well, here's the other thing, Bill. You know, these talking heads up there, talk about, the layoffs, nobody's hiring, blah, blah, blah. And they're talking about the big companies.
Of course. That's the only ones they talk to.
It's the only one, but see, and it's kind of our own fault, Bill, because other than you, which is the reason they have you on, other than you, there's not a lot of measurement of small business out there.
That's true.
We're a herd of cats. There's no question about that.
Yep, and we're having the same problem with the Fed. You know, the only financial institutions they talk to are the dozen or so big ones on Wall Street.
Right.
Since they're having problems, the Fed concludes that there's a credit crunch everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
The data we've been collecting says our small business owners really aren't having any trouble getting the credit that they want out there. But, the hammer continues to come down on us. As I wrote once, the Fed says if all you have is a hammer, then the world looks like a nail.
Looks like a nail, right.
Right, and so they've been banging away with these rate cuts, and has not been helpful, and it won't be helpful.
Well, Mr. Martin Feldstein took issue with that recently, didn't he?
He did. He also has a glummier view of the world than our small business owners do. But
yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, thank you for representing us to the degree that they allow you to do in the major broadcast networks or cable networks, because we need that. We need somebody to but the good news is that when you say something, people listen and it gets published. The bad news is your news isn't too good this month, is it?
Well, not as good as we'd like to see it, that's for sure. Yeah. We, you know, now have 2 months in a row, which we've seen the level of our optimism index go down somewhere between 1990-91 levels and 80-82. And, of course, except for our young listeners, why the 80, those of us who remember 80-82, was not a good time.
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst of times. It wasn't as bad as it kind of looked. For example, in 1980...
We had back-to-back recessions.
We did, or I just looked at it as one recessionary period. But
right.
The unemployment rate went up to 10%, but interestingly, at the same time the unemployment rate was 10%, the percentage of the population with a job, with our small businesses, was the highest in history, except for the prior 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick one, folks. Right back with Dr. Bill Duckerberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And we'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Dr. Bill Duckerberg, Chief Economist at the NFIB. And what's the name of that bank?
Liberty Bell Bank.
Liberty Bell. I love that name. I love independent community banks.
Yeah.
Bill, if it weren't, thank you for founding another one. Now, we can't have too many independent community banks. Bill, if it weren't for an independent community bank, I would not be talking to you today.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'm serious.
We saved a good asset.
In my second book, I thanked my bank by name in the acknowledgement section. Who have you ever heard of anybody? Now, you think that's not a small business book?
Sounds good to me.
Somebody thinks they're banked by name. Hey, Bill, let's get back into your recent economic trends survey. You poll hundreds, if not thousands, of small business owners every month to ask them what's going on out there in the economy. And the overall index, though, as you mentioned in the previous segment, is not good. It's down. How much do you think, Bill? I've been talking about two kinds of real estate. Two kinds of recession real estate. One recession real estate is the real estate where gas prices are too high, commodities are too high, sales may be off a little bit, collections may be off a little bit. That's the real real estate out there. And then the other recession real estate is the 5 inches between our ears, where we make up stuff, or we believe in the availability. We're impacted by the availability cascade, where the media tells us we're in a recession and we all behave a certain way. What do you think? How much of this response to your questions was the first one or the second one?
Well, you know, it looks to me like a lot of people are letting somebody else do the thinking for them, including the Fed. They hear all this noise about how bad the economy is, and they're not paying attention to what's really happening, you know, in their own area, to their own business, and consequently, you know, they're accepting the notion that things are going to be dire. But, you know, only if we all believe that they are be bad will they be bad. And otherwise, we should be in good shape.
Well, you know, this is an interesting. This may be the most interesting recession if we're in one right now, and we're certainly in a period of economic challenges. No question about that.
We're definitely slow. Right.
We're not minimizing that at all, but Bill, this is one of the most interesting ones because people have jobs. I mean, I know that we've got some layoffs, and I know that unemployment's gone up a little bit, but basically, we don't have any kind of a rampant national employment problem.
Right.
Interest rates are not too high. They're very accommodative. Foreclosures are high. Bankruptcies are high. But those are what, really from one sector, not from across the board conditions, right?
Right. We knew they were going to be high because we gave credit to a lot of people we shouldn't have given credit to, and gave it to them in ways we shouldn't have done.
But people are losing. If people lose their houses today, it's not because they've lost their job. It's because they bought too much of a house.
They reached too far.
Yeah.
And didn't read the fine print in their adjustable rate mortgage.
So this is really this condition we're in right now, is a funny duck, isn't it?
Right. The current unemployment rate is among the best we've had in the last 30 years. So 95 out of 100 people who want a job have a job. Many of those people have to thank our small business owners for that job.
Yeah.
And so that part of the economy is looking very good. We did have that huge excess in the residential construction business, and certainly a lot of people lost their jobs there, but that doesn't seem to have really spread to the rest of the economy. So it is strange. It was definitely slow. Consumers have definitely slowed their spending in real terms, probably flat for the first quarter, probably really no change in consumer spending. But, we have to do that. We have, our savings rate, consumer savings rate out of disposable income is like zero. We do have to increase savings in the economy. Consumers have to put some money in my bank so I can lend it to small businesses to grow the economy.
But, Bill, I keep coming back. When people talk about the savings rate in America and comparing it to China and other places like that, where people are saving money, those people don't put money into 401ks like we do.
Well, they don't, but we count that though in our savings rate.
Do you? So you count? Yeah. You count? Okay. For a long time, we didn't though.
Yeah. The way we define saving is the difference between your income after taxes, so it's kind of your take home pay. We compare that to your consumption, and collectively, all of us together have spent more in the past year or so each quarter than our total disposable income. And we've done it by either selling assets. For example, if we'd done that $20 billion Clear Channel deal, people would have gotten $20 billion in cash for the stock that they used to hold in that company. So we've been selling our assets like that, and of course we've been borrowing money. And those two things allow us to spend more money collectively than we actually have in our disposable income.
Bill, at one point in time, you told us that there may be as many as 2 million jobs going wanting in the United States. You remember
could
that?
Be. Yeah.
There were lots of jobs that were not filled. Will those jobs be able to absorb some of the people who've who may be unemployed right now?
Sure. Well, that's one of the good news pieces in our survey results. Even though the index is down, one out of five owners out there still has a job opening they can't fill. And that's much higher than it was in the 91 recession or the 80 recession or the 75 recession. That's good news.
That is good news. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill some more questions about his survey, and the Fed meets in 2 weeks. What are they going to do? We'll get Bill to tell us what he thinks and also what he thinks is going to happen with the economy the rest of the year. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use those to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, use our stuff, hang out with us. And Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, folks. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. That's nfib.com. And also, Bill, your survey can be found on my website, but also on your own website. Give us that, please.
Right, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. You can find the last 12-monthly reports and the charts with 35 years of history on them.
35 years, folks. That's how important this study is that's been conducted by Bill Dunkelberg. And it's a wonderful report and a great history. Bill, couple of quick things. What do you think small business owners, I know they're kind of down the mouth right now, right? Your survey basically shows that they're a little bit demoralized right now, right?
Well, what they think is, again, I call this a recession in expectations, because if you look at the GDP numbers inside of the index has 10 components. Three of them are plans to create new jobs, plans for capital outlays, and plans to invest in inventory growth. If you add those three up, I'll just give you a number, add up to 26 points right now in the index. But if you go back to 1980, it added up to minus 3, and if you go back to 1975, those added up to minus 5. So, so we're not weak in the components that drive the economy forward and keep the economy moving. We're weak in expectations for real sales growth, which
right.
is very, very. So it's kind of an expectations weakness rather than, and that's good. That's
what we're saying. What we're saying
be,
is, it sounds like what we're saying, Bill, is that, well, you know, things aren't really so bad around me, but the way everybody's talking, I must be wrong.
Exactly, exactly. So we're scaring them. There's no doubt that once the Fed in September, after September 18th, our confidence in the economy started falling, and for many of us that meant not hiring somebody we were going to hire or not making a purchase of equipment or truck or whatever. So we cut back, and that actually contributed to the slowdown that the Fed was warning us about.
And construction is a big part of small business.
Yeah, it is. It
the
is,
housing
certainly.
Industry is a big part of small business.
15% of our members are construction firms.
Yeah, and so it's a big deal. That's hurt us too. Bill, what do you think is going to happen the rest of the year on the economy?
I think the economy will be sluggish. We're going to see very modest growth again in the first quarter, somewhere between 0 and 1%, which compared to the trend of 3% growth is too low. We'll see unemployment pick up. We'll see fewer jobs created for a while. But it looks to me like the economy is, except for starting to build new houses in Florida and Southern California, it's starting to gather itself together, and it'll move forward in a slow but positive pace.
I believe the second half is going to be not a wonderful second half, but compared to the first half, and I think, and it's like you were saying, I think not only will the indicators be up, I think the attitudes will be up.
Yeah, and at some point the Fed will have to turn its attention to inflation.
Yep.
12% of our owners said inflation was their number one problem, that backdoor inflation coming in, and that's the highest since 1982. While only
the backdoor inflation is increases they can't do anything with.
Right, and 2% only said credit was a problem. So the Fed's focused on a problem that we don't have, and they're ignoring a problem that we do have, and it's gaining momentum.
Which is the point some people are making, that the Fed doesn't need to cut rates. What is it now? What's Fed funds right now? 2.25?
2.25.
2.25. A lot of people think that they shouldn't go more than a quarter, 2 weeks from now. And what do you think?
I don't think they should do anything. I'm going to make the same argument I've made before. If you give me cheap money, I'm not going to build another house because there are too many houses. Our small business guys are not going to buy trucks or equipment they don't need just because it's cheap financing. And most importantly, the Bank of America will not lend to Bear Stearns. So you give them free money, they won't lend to Bear Stearns. And, of course, Bear Stearns, poof, is gone.
Right.
And so you can give Bank of America free money. All they're going to do is pour in treasuries and drive the yield on treasuries down.
The Fed is now out of sync with the rest of the European banks, aren't they?
They are out of sync with the other European banks.
They're fighting inflation, and we're fighting a recession.
Exactly.
Yeah. And does that combined with the dollar decline gonna diminish the standing of the U.S. Fed?
Well, it depends on what happens. I guess we usually judge everybody, institutions and people, by the outcome. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. If we get through this year without a real recession, the Fed will say, "See, we did it."
Yeah. Good point. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Thank
you. We'll see you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best in the world at what he does. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.